apparently, like 6.9% of the population has at least one depressive episode in their lifetime. Sometimes it lasts, sometimes it doesn't. But depression is a very, very prevalent problem in not just here in the United States, but around the world. In the studio with us right now is Dr. Brian Smith from Achieve EMS. It's nice to see you.
A pleasure to be here.
So, Achieve TMS.
Achieve TMS East. Yes.
Which is transcranial what?
Magnetic stimulation.
Magnetic stimulation. I saw a story on the news about a week or so ago, and that's how I got interested in this and wanted to have you come in here. It appears to be some kind of a cap attached to a machine that has the cap has magnets in it.
Yes. Yeah, so transcranial magnetic stimulation is the latest FDA-approved treatment for depression. Yeah, and it sounds kind of almost science fiction-like, but basically what it is using a magnetic coil, and you're like you said, in the machine that we use, it looks like kind of almost an old hair dryer, one of those that you sit inside. It's like a helmet that goes over the head, and it delivers a magnetic impulse into the brain, and it delivers it to the area of the brain that's associated with depression.
Do you feel it?
Yeah, you feel it. So when patients come in, they feel like a tapping on the side of their head, and they'll receive a number of impulses. Actually, within about a 20-minute period, they'll get about 1,900 impulses that go to the brain.
So is it correcting a chemical issue in the brain, or what is it tapping into?
So exactly. So if you look at people with depression, you know, what's been studied and shown is that there's areas of the brain that are not as active as they should be, primarily in the frontal lobes. So what this does, it kind of focuses on those frontal lobes, and when you give these magnetic impulses, it actually stimulates those parts of the brain that are not as active. It results in release of neurotransmitters and chemicals, similar to what medications do. You know, they increase certain chemicals in the brain. And so basically it stimulates those areas, but not just that area. But when we look at the brain, you know, I'm a neurologist, and, you know, whenever I talk about the brain, even now after a number of years, I get kind of chills talking about the fact that our brain is made up of 100 billion nerve cells. And the thing is, they don't just fire randomly. There's certain areas of the brain that focus on, you know, that are associated with things like Parkinson's disease or do movement or do speech. And when it comes to depression, there's a certain pathways and certain networks. And what this treatment does, it focuses on those networks that are not as active. And when you stimulate those parts of the brain, you stimulate those networks and those pathways and basically helps to relieve the depression that people have had for years.
I'm curious about this cap. As you can see, I'm a human candy apple. And generally, no hats ever fit me. Would this fit, or would I need?
That would fit. Yeah, it comes in. Yeah, it's a very
not a one
large,
size fits all.
No, it's a one size fits all. It will fit your head. I'm looking at your head. Yeah. I mean, we'll definitely can get you in there.
I talked to one of your people the other day, and she was describing to me the regimen of what this involves, and I want you to discuss that in a moment. But what I want to also ask is, for generically speaking. If someone is already on antidepressants, would they stop them for this treatment, or do you continue to take them during the treatment, and is the hope to get off of the pills?
It can be either, actually. So usually people stay on whatever treatment they're on, they'll stay on their medication. Sometimes after they get treated, we don't like to do two things at once. You know, you don't want to stop medication and start a new treatment. So people stay on their medications, but sometimes after the treatment, they can start to wean off the medications. Sometimes they stay on them. So it depends on the individual.
So depending on if someone were to be chronically depressed,
right?
Is this a matter of a series of treatments, or is it just one and done?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting part of it. So basically, it's about 30 to 36 treatments. So people come in 5 days a week for about 6 weeks. So one of the things I found fascinating, I went out to California last year because we're Achieve TMS East, and our sister program is Achieve TMS out in San Diego.
Is that called West?
Where they're just Achieve TMS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I went out there, and one of the things I was really impressed with.
The one of the West is actually sitting in the middle of the ocean somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
So one of the really fascinating things, if you say to somebody, you're going to have to come in 5 days a week for 6 weeks. You know, I always say, no matter what you like to do, if you like to go to your local pub and have a beer or go out and hit some golf balls, getting people to commit to 5 days a week for 6 weeks, people are not naturally going to do it, especially people who are depressed.
How much time a day?
About 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
But patients come in, and the dropout rate is only about, out there, is about 2%, and in a study is only about 7%. People come in. They feel better. What happens is, as they start going through the treatment, there's a kind of natural progression that occurs. First of all, after the first few treatments, a lot of people describe their sleep improves. And then after a week or two, that cognitive kind of fog they've been in, it starts to clear. And then the other features of depression start to go away. So what happens, it kind of reinforces. So people continue to come in, and they don't drop out. And again, these are depressed patients who are willing to show up. And the nice part about it is they can show up during their lunch hour or early. You know, so a lot of these people are still working. They come to work. They show up for a treatment. They're there for 30 minutes, and then they go back to work or they go back to their day.
Is this – now, I'm just curious, obviously. Yeah. Monday through Friday, you say, for how many? 6 weeks?
Yeah.
So if it were 7 days a week, it probably could be 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. Is this 2 days off to give the brain a chance to rest, or is it just you don't want to work?
It's mostly been protocols. Yeah. People also have schedules and such. So it's basically a lot of the protocols that have been done for years. People follow that because that's what's been done. Especially if it started out at academic centers, that's when people are available to do treatment. Doesn't mean that's the perfect way to do it. Whether you could do 7 days a week, but that's the way usually it's done.
So I would think that the question that most people would ask about this would be, does this get covered by insurance?
Yes.
It does.
So that's also impressive, too. So essentially all the insurance companies recognize this. And part of that is that it's a very effective treatment. So one of the things that's most impressive about this, I've treated a lot of different types of disorders between neurology and sleep medicine and such. And when you deal with people who are resistant to treatment, and that's the people that are getting the TMS, people who have tried medications and failed, because that's what the insurances require, is that people have tried medications and it doesn't work. And we know that when we look at major depressive disorder, which is what this is indicated for, we know that about probably close to 50% of patients either don't respond to medications or have side effects and drop out of treatment with medications. So if you look at those folks, about 50% will go into remission with TMS and about 70% respond. So very high response rates in people that have been refractory to treatments, which usually are very, very difficult to treat.
Have you seen the stories recently about the idea that LSD is being brought back now for treatment of depression?
I did see something about that, yeah. They're looking at all kinds of different alternatives like LSD and ketamine and all these other
And all files. That stuff is stuff that's been around a while. And one of the reasons you're here is because when I saw this on TV, I was like, wow, I've never heard of that before. How long has this been getting done? What kind of long-range results do you have?
Great
yet?
Question. Yeah, so basically the machines have been around since 1985. And the first studies that came out, one of the big studies came out in the British Journal Lancet about this treatment, the same treatment that we're doing today, was in 1996. So it's been around, but it didn't get FDA approved in this country till about 4 or 5 years ago. That's why, you haven't heard about it, and most people haven't heard about it. I mean, I initially heard about this 20 years ago. There's studies that came out for depression and Parkinson's disease. So the studies have been developed, and more data keeps coming out to the point where people went to get to this FDA approved.
This is Dr. Brian Smith from Achieve TMS East. Now, so that you bring up something that I want to ask you about. What, will this work for other neurological conditions? I mean, not just depression,
sure.
but other things too.
Well, yeah, that's the exciting part about this. There's been all kinds of studies now looking at not only for major depressive disorder, but for obsessive compulsive disorder. I mean, PTSD is very exciting if we can think about treating our veterans.
You're having someone go every day for 20 minutes for 6 weeks, and
that's
going to
fix
their obsessive compulsiveness?
Well, you're right. That's a tough one to treat. OCD is very difficult. That's one of the reasons it's exciting, because basically medications, talking therapies are very difficult to treat OCD. So that's what's exciting about this. And other, there's been some really interesting studies with stroke, Parkinson's disease. A lot of people have heard about autism. There's a patient, John Robison, who got treated with TMS for his autism, and it dramatically changed him. So it's a really exciting treatment. And a lot of that is based on the fact that there's really interesting science behind it. This is not just some new fluky thing that's come out that someone sticks a magnet on someone's head. But this has been around for a long time, about 30 years, and it keeps getting refined, and the data keeps getting more and more impressive.
You described it earlier as looking like one of those old-fashioned hair dryers. If I come from the gym and I've just taken a shower and my hair is wet, will this also dry my hair while I'm there?
Yeah, it'll do that. It'll curl it. We can style
it.
We'll
really?
Do the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure.
You didn't do yours with that, did
it? I did, actually. If you can see, I have a full afro.
When people think of
he's
of,
in transition, though.
When people think of magnets, they always think of another magnetic item being drawn to it. what is it in the brain that a magnet on the outside of the skull would actually affect if you think you need another magnet to be able to do something?
Right. So that's the good part about magnets. There's other stimulators that are done. So this is a whole new field in medicine called neuromodulation. So, for example, people with Parkinson's are getting stimulators put into their brain, actually electrodes that go into the brain, and then they have a little pacemaker that stimulates it. So all this idea of stimulating different parts of the brain is really a new whole kind of frontier in medicine right now. The advantage of magnets is that instead of just putting an electrical stimulation on the brain, magnets can go through the skull and through tissue. There's no resistance to it. Once it gets in the brain, it basically converts back to electrical energy and causes these neurons to fire. So, you know, the brain is an electrical system. So basically what it does, it interacts with the brain chemistry and causes nerve cells to fire and discharge.
So you wouldn't normally suggest somebody just get a magnet, go home, and hold it against the side of their head?
No. I mean,
nobody's walking around with like little Scotty dogs on their forehead.
No, probably not. No, I'd pass on that one.
Because, and again, this is a cap, so you're encapsulating the better part of the top of the brain, I imagine.
It's focused. So the device we use is two types of treatment. There's of TMS, actually. One is a standard, one's a deep. We use what's called deep TMS. And the magnet, the coil that directs these magnetic impulses is focused on certain areas that have been studied. And that's primarily the left frontal cortex, left front of the brain. And so that's the area that is primarily, you know, being stimulated.
Are there any side effects or risks to this treatment?
That's the great part about this. So a lot of these patients, if they didn't get this treatment, a number of them have gone on to have electroshock therapy, ECT. So that's still around. A lot of people don't realize that it's done at Bay State, it's done at Holyoke Hospital. ECT is still done. It's still a prevalent treatment because these people are desperate. You know, having depression day in and day out for years, really, I mean, the quality of life is so poor for these folks. So a lot of them will go on to get electroconvulsive therapy. This is an alternative, basically. And so these people come in and they get treated, and there's essentially no side effects.
After 6 weeks, I'm not walking down the street and mailboxes are being ripped out of the ground and
no
newspaper
magnetic,
machines
no.
are slamming against my head, and I'm not drawing anything at all?
Nothing, no. You're not charged. Yeah. You're not charged, no. And that's the nice part about that, but no side effects. Rare seizures have occurred, but otherwise people come in, they walk out, there's no cognitive impairment, sometimes a little headache or neck pain is about all they experience.
So you said that fast, and I know people might focus on that. When you say rare seizures, how rare has that been?
So none in the clinical trials, but post study, in patients out in the community who have been treated, there's been just a small number of seizures. Interestingly, there was one study where they documented a seizure in a patient who was getting TMS, and it turned out the patient did much better after the seizure. So, well, you know, that's what electroconvulsive therapy does, induces seizures, but very rare. We screen people to make sure they don't have any increased risk for seizures before we treat them.
So if somebody were, I'm sure there are plenty of people who are hearing this and are very interested in what you're having to say, and if someone wanted to talk to you about this treatment or to schedule, how do they do that?
So they could go to the website Achieve TMS East. And what they would do is if they contact us, we do free informational sessions. So they actually can come to their office, see the machine, meet with one of our staff. They can show them what the process would be because it's an unusual treatment. You know, people, you know, when you hear about this, it sounds kind of bizarre and unusual. And so it's good for people to come into the office, meet the staff, see what the machine is like, and experience it.
Are there any disqualifying conditions?
Yeah, if people do have a history of significant seizures or brain tumors or those kind of issues or any kind of metal in their head, because it's similar to getting an MRI scan. It is a magnet, so you can't have any metal in your head. And we limit it currently to treating major depressive disorder. So that's kind of the focus, although, you know, we can treat other disorders, but that's usually the primary.
Now, I'm on the website here, and I was in the process of taking some kind of a survey online. Is that something that will actually... Is that just something for me to say, well, I should go and see you, or is that something you get and look at it and go, wow, yeah, I see you did our online survey.
But you can, contact the, you know, if you just contact us through the website, there's our phone numbers and such. I think really coming in and meeting people and seeing what it's all about is a nice, and we also have open houses there. You can come by during an open house in the docs. You know, some of our docs are there and staff is there. So that's also a nice way to come in and meet folks and see, ask all the questions that you want about this treatment.
What am I doing during these 20 minutes?
Watching Netflix, usually.
You can actually, like, you have an iPad there?
They choose. We have a screen. They can sit there. They can pick whatever show they want to watch and kind of sit back and relax.
All right,
and
so you don't have to close your eyes. You're not reclined. You're just sitting, and you can read or watch Netflix.
Do whatever you want. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dr. Brian Smith, AchieveTMSEast.com is the website if you want to find out more information. We appreciate you coming in today.
My pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks, Dr.
It's Axon O'Brien to Rock 102.